Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about the upcoming deadline on decision-making for Medicare options. The choices are many, and the decision-making can be confusing. To help us understand some of our options and where we can get further information, are my guests this evening, Dana Mehta, a volunteer counselor with APPRISE, the Pennsylvania State Health Insurance Program, and she has spent 25 years in health insurance. Her responsibilities include Medicare beneficiaries for helping them make the best choices for their coverage needs and resolving claims issues and taking advantage of financial assistance programs that are available and outreach and training and mentoring. And my next guest is John Tufel, who was recruited and trained as a Medicare volunteer for the Lehigh County APPRISE team after having volunteered with the Benefits Checkup Program through Diakon and Jewish Family Services and RSVP, all nonprofits, to help people understand available benefits. It's a pleasure to welcome Dana Mehta and John Tufel, volunteers with APPRISE, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Is a very special time. We're in November, and here we are getting ready to make final decisions because we don't have very much time left. And there are so many options available to us. Dana, how do we get through the maze of options?
Okay, the decision, which is for open enrollment, this is for people who already have a Medicare plan, and aren't completely satisfied with it, or also maybe unaware that there are other things available for them now as things keep changing every year. And so they may want to review their options to make sure they have the best one.
Now, you are a member of APPRISE. Tell us, before we go further, what is APPRISE?
Okay, APPRISE is a health insurance counseling program designed to help Pennsylvanians with all Medicare-related issues. It does not have anything to do with Obamacare. Counselors are specially trained volunteers who can answer questions and provide objective, easy-to-understand information about Medicare, Medicare supplement insurance, and Medicare Advantage plans. They also provide information on financial assistance that may be available to certain people. And best of all, the services are brought to you at no charge.
Well, I think that's very important for people to know. And you are a volunteer?
Yes, I am a volunteer. I retired from my professional life in 2010. And since then, I've done several volunteer jobs. And I have been volunteering recently with APPRISE.
Well, we're very delighted to have you.
Thank you.
And I think APPRISE is fortunate to have you as well.
Well, thank you.
John, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you in the insurance field before becoming a volunteer for APPRISE?
Actually, I was in business. And my wife and I ran a small wholesale business for 30 years. So I had no insurance background.
Oh, and so how did you become involved in APPRISE?
Well, started with dealing with my 92-year-old mother, and she was widowed, and like so many sons or daughters, the responsibility fell to me, and I realized I didn't know anything. Shortly after that, my wife and I also had to do this on our own when we turned 65. And once again, we had difficulty. And we were so eager to find somebody that could help us, somebody that was impartial and wasn't trying to sell something to us. And so I was attracted, we were attracted to a prize immediately because we didn't know there was anything like that. Once we found it, we wanted to help other people.
Now, did you find a prize in time to help your mother make a decision?
No, I didn't.
Ah, so you weren't able to find enough help in time to assist her.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But you have found a prize to assist yourself, and you're now assisting other people.
That's correct. We didn't have it when we were 65. We do now. I wish we would have had it when we turned 65.
Well, I think this is very important to know. Now, and a prize, tell us a little bit about a prize. It's a state-supported system, is that it?
It's actually a federally funded program where the federal government provides funds to each state. So this, it's actually the generic term for it is the SHIP, which is the State Health Insurance Program. Okay.
Very
and,
good.
But locally over here in Pennsylvania, our term for it is a prize. And what the state does then, it allocates funds to each county to run the program for itself. And so I am with Northampton County, and John here is with Lehigh County.
And if we wanted to get in touch with you, give the telephone number for okay. Northampton County.
Okay, to call our main office for Northampton County, the phone number is 610-829-4507. And for Lehigh County residents, it is 610-782-3200. And we will repeat this at the end of the program.
Yes, we will.
So if you're interested, be sure to have a pen and paper handy.
Right. John, do you get a lot of calls in Lehigh County?
Yes, we do, especially this time of year. We actually operate all year long, but this time of year is very busy for us.
So what are some of the things that we ought to be looking out for when we're trying to make this decision about what kind of plan to add to our Medicare options?
Original Medicare, which is what the government provides us with, covers only about 75 to 80% of our healthcare costs. So to give you an example, if you wind up in the hospital for approximately 3 to 5 days for something not terribly complicated even, your bill can be $100,000. Mm. And if it covers 80% of the cost, you could be stuck with anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. So what you need is some coverage, some insurance to pick up those costs for you.
Now, it's very difficult to decide what is the best plan for us. You have so many different plans that are available. I remember I took one last year, and I thought I had a wonderful option, and it was not very expensive. And I thought, wow, that was great, until I needed put the plan into action. And I discovered that I couldn't use my physician because it was an HMO. And an HMO, you cannot choose your own physician. You had to go to who they referred you to. So there are so many different kinds of plans. Can you help us understand the variety of plans?
Yes. There is a huge variety of plans. And it can be confusing, except that you can break down these plans into like 3 or 4 categories.
And before you break them down into categories, I want to remind everyone you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY. And today we're talking about Medicare options. And the time is running out because we have to decide by December 7th. And my guests this evening are Dana Mehta, who has spent 25 years in health insurance, and she is a volunteer with a prize, and John Tufel, who is now retired and is also a volunteer with a prize in
Lehigh County.
And the number for Northampton County is?
The number for Northampton County is 610-829-4507.
And for Lehigh County?
610-782-3200.
So tell us about some of the options that we are faced with. Can you give us some examples?
Generally speaking, you always pay a premium for the plan that you buy most of the time. Although there are some plans that have no premium, okay. And the higher the premium you pay, the more coverage you will get, and the less will be your out of pocket. And the lower the premium you pay, there will be restrictions on the kind of doctors you get. There may be restrictions on the prescription drugs that are covered. And also, you may have to pay more out of pocket. So that's how it breaks down. So first thing, what we want to do is to get a feeling for how you feel about the general risk that you want to take of the amount of payment that you could be eligible for.
Now, give us an example of someone who is needing some insurance, and they have a daughter who was an actuarial.
Yeah, I can give you an example of a woman that we know. But let's call her Mary, okay? And Mary had about 9 children. And all of them are brilliant and well-educated people. One daughter is an actuary somewhere in Washington, D.C., and the sons are all engineers all over the place with responsible positions and so on. Well, Mary kept complaining that her insurance premium was getting so high, she didn't want to pay it, and she wanted something cheaper. So the daughter got on the computer and made a search for a plan and found an HMO that had no premium. And she happily went into it and adopted it. Well, and also she made sure that her doctor was in that HMO, which he was. That was the general practitioner doctor. Well, it just few weeks after she signed up for the new plan, and lucky for her that it was only a few weeks after she signed up, she discovered that she had some kind of a very rare form of cancer. And there was no doctor in the network that would deal with it. So the response to that was that she would have to find her own doctor and the costs would not be covered. So there was this huge panic as to what to do about it. But when I say lucky lady, because this was still about within a time frame when she could still make a change. So she dropped the plan and went back to her original expensive plan. And she learned a lesson as to why that plan is so expensive.
Well, she was very lucky that she had that time frame to work with.
Right.
Now, I do believe that all of us have a time frame where we can make a change. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. That period is called open enrollment, and it runs every year from October 15th through December 7th. And December 7th, I must remind you, is coming up very, very soon. So if you want to make, even if you have an inkling that you might want to make a change, the time to call is now, and to call the phone numbers that we just announced.
Announce the phone number again for Northampton County.
For Northampton County is 610-829-4507.
And for Lehigh County?
610-782-3200.
And we're going to talk more about the options that we have and how to make decisions about them and where you can get help in making those decisions when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit wdiy.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Dana Mehta, who is with a prize at a very important agency sponsored by the state. And she is available for discussing with you the options that you have for taking advantage of the Medicare changes that you'd like to make in your plans. And also volunteering with a prize is John Toothel, who works out of the Lehigh County office. Is that correct? But, you know, when we talk about Northampton County and you work out of the Northampton County, do you work in the office itself in Northampton County, or are there other places around the county?
Okay. There are several different locations where we can meet with you one-on-one to consider your special case in complete privacy. And as far as that goes, I work out of three different locations. And there are other volunteers who work out of several other locations.
What three locations do you work out
well,
of?
Well, I work out of the Easton Public Library. I work out of the Palmer Public Library. And also out of Lisa Boscola's office on Washington Street in Easton.
And how about you, John? Where do you work out of?
My wife and I work primarily out of the Slatington Public Library.
Very good. But are there other places in Lehigh?
Yeah, I'd say probably six or eight.
Six or eight.
And normally they do the scheduling, so they set up the appointments, and we come on designated schedules.
Very good. So what are some of the programs that are available that sometimes can be very confusing? Can you give us an example of some other programs that we are looking at for the Medigap?
Okay, for the coverage that you are responsible for, the most deluxe type of coverage you can get is called the Medicare Supplement Plan, or Medigap, as most people know it. Okay, and that has probably the highest premium that is charged. And it covers everything that Medicare covers. If Medicare pays $1 towards a claim, this supplemental plan will pick up all the rest.
So that it will pick up $99 of the plan.
It'll pick up $99.
Right.
And so there is absolutely nothing to worry about. Now, of course, there are certain things that Medicare itself does not cover, and those will not be covered by the supplement plan either. Now, if you have the supplement plan, again, there are different types of supplement plans in which you can lower the premium by holding a certain amount of responsibility yourself. Like you can sign up for a plan that has a deductible, for instance, or a plan that has a deductible and has small copays for every doctor visit. And as you take on more of the responsibility of the payments, the premium is lower.
Talk to us about the difference between an HMO and...
I need to finish up one thing about Medicare Supplement Plan, which is important, and that is when you get a supplement plan, it does not cover drugs. So you do have to get a separate plan for drugs. That's called Medicare Part D.
So there's a Medigap plan?
If you get a Medigap, you have to get a Medicare Part D plan to go with it.
And what are the other options that we can choose?
Okay. The other options we can choose where premiums can be close to zero, and that is something that you may see advertised quite a lot on television. And what it is that over there you pay nothing for the premium on a monthly basis, but you are likely to have restrictions, and also you may have copays and deductibles that you are responsible for.
Is that called an Advantage plan?
That is called a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, you may say to yourself, which one do I have? So a quick answer to that is that when you go to the doctor, do you show your Medicare red, white, and blue card plus another insurance card? If you do, then you have a Medicare supplement plan. And if you show only one card that comes from an insurance company, then you have a Medicare Advantage plan.
And there are some plans that limit you in terms of whom you can see as a physician.
Right.
And that can be troublesome because if you've had an established relationship with a physician and you find yourself with a plan, I know that happened to me. I thought I had a very good plan, and then I wanted to see a physician, and I called the company, and they said, "Oh, you have to go to the physicians that are located on your card."
Okay, that is correct. Now, as far as the Medicare Advantage plans, there are different levels of restrictions. And one of the main restrictions is what kind of doctors and which doctor can you see or which hospital you can go to and so on. Any kind of provider of health services that you can go to. Now, the most restrictive ones are called HMOs. And that is called a health maintenance organization. And you can only go to a doctor that is in their network. Okay. And you may have lower copays and lower expenses, but you are pretty much restricted to that doctor.
And therefore, you cannot use the doctor of your own choice unless he happens to be in the network.
Unless he happens to be in the network. And if you inadvertently go and get a blood test in a place which is not in the network, you get billed for it.
And, John, what has been your experience with people and their questions? What has been a common question for you in terms of the information that they're seeking?
Well, normally people are overwhelmed with the mailings they're getting this time of year. And as Dana mentioned, all the television advertising. And many of us were brought up that we're brand loyal. So we're loyal to a particular brand. And our neighbor may have that brand or recommended or a relative. And we're not used to thinking on an individual basis. My wife and I have different plans, which is kind of unheard of in general terms. But we have different needs, different medications, and we have different plans. I actually have an Advantage plan. She has a supplemental plan. So my point is it's very individualized. We use a computer database to find out what's right for you based on your drugs, based on your doctor preferences, and we'll give you a list of options. We don't make any choices for you. We give you options, and we'll help you rate those options, but the decision is yours. We just try to give good advice.
Well, I think that's very important because the options are overwhelming, and you really need to have information to be able to deal appropriately. And many of the options that we are given also come with the salesmanship. And what we're talking about here is you as volunteers of a prize, there's no charge and there's no selling of a product. They're simply exploring the possibilities of what's available to you. And that's very important. Now, in Northampton County, how would they get that? What's that number?
Okay, the number in Northampton County, again, is 610-829-4507.
Would they ask for you, Meta?
They could ask for me. Or they could just leave a message or talk to whoever answers the phone and say that you need assistance.
With a prize. John?
The number for Lehigh County is 610-782-3200. Normally what happens is someone will ask you where you live. And if you live in Slatington, they will in turn refer to the Slatington Library, and the Slatington Library will notify us of an appointment. So it's pretty localized. I know it sounds like it's centralized, but it actually is localized to your given area. So if you call this number, you'll be referred to a local outlet.
And give that number again, John.
For Lehigh County, it's 610-782-3200.
And Meta, give the number for the Northampton County again.
It's 610-829-4507.
Can you give an example of someone whom you've counseled who may have been in an inappropriate program or considering an inappropriate program or someone who is looking for information about how to choose from all the programs that are being offered? between an Advantage program, an HMO program, a PPO program. Can you give some examples in your counseling, John?
I have one that comes to mind. It actually is my sister-in-law. And she and her husband had the same insurance company for health insurance for many, many years. When he passed away, she thought she should continue with that insurance company. And when we got involved with her, she was paying a premium of over $400 a month. But she knew she had to stick with XYZ company. When we sat down, we looked at her medications, and ironically enough, she wasn't on any medications. And so therefore, there were a lot of options, and we reduced her premiums substantially because she, based on her medications, it wasn't the company that her husband had had previously, but it was the right one for her.
And when you say she was originally paying $400 a month for something she didn't need, can you give us an example of what she did, what ended up paying? Approximately, doesn't have to be exact.
I would say probably $20 or $30 a month.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And quite honestly, I'll use myself as an example. I get most of my health care through the Veterans Administration. I actually personally pay zero premium because my needs are different and I get care through another organization.
Well, I want to thank you, Dana Mehta and John Tufo, volunteer counselors with APPRISE, the Pennsylvania State Insurance Health Insurance Program, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding the many options that are available and to understand that we do have help available. It's free of charge. Remember, the deadline is December 7th. APPRISE counselors are trained to carefully review your coverage while ensuring your privacy. They'll compare your plan with other options and check to see if you qualify for programs that can save you money. And if you have questions or concern, call APPRISE now. In Northampton County, call 610-829-4507. And in Lehigh County, call 610-782-3200. APPRISE is a free public service of the Pennsylvania Department of Aging. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.